USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The gist of the midterm election results? Democrats do regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but they fall short of their hopes of regaining control of the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in one of 36 gubernatorial races, the Republican John Cox in California conceding that race to Gavin Newsom. And while wishing Newsom well, he had some advice for him.
And I hope the lieutenant governor has a success, but you know what? He's not going to have that much success unless he deals with the influence peddlers and the people that would bend policy for their own profit.
In another closely watched governor's race, Republican Scott Walker in Wisconsin narrowly defeated by the state school superintendent Tony Evers. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
One of the most closely watched governor's races is not yet decided, as the Democratic candidate in Georgia is vowing to remain in the race, refusing to concede. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams says she won't concede the race and instead will seek a runoff election against GOP opponent Brian Kemp. She told supporters why it's not over yet.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach.
In another hotly contested governor's race, Republicans in Florida are cheering as the former Congressman Ron DeSantis defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum. Voters in Michigan approving legalizing recreational marijuana. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democrats hold on to a seat in the U.S. Senate as Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wins re-election over her opponent, Republican State Senator Leah Vuegmeer. Baldwin says she wants to work together as a country.
They sent a clear message in this election that they don't want politicians to play politics with their service and their sacrifice. They want us to respect it by working together across party lines to solve problems. That is what I have done as your senator, and that is what I'm going to continue to do.
Also, Michigan senior U.S. Senator Democrat Debbie Stabenow is heading to Capitol Hill for a fourth term. She defeated Republican newcomer John James. And West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is now calling for an end to the intense partisanship after he wins re-election. The Democrat defeating Republican challenger Patrick Morrisey in a race the GOP was hoping to pick off, as President Trump had dominated in that state in 2016. And in some non-election news, more than 50 Lowe's stores in the U.S. and Canada are closing their doors in the next few months. The home improvement chain announcing it will be shutting down 20 underperforming U.S. stores early next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.